All right, so my first question is, how would you define meditation?
So meditation is simply stilling the mind, right? Sitting, just stopping everything that's going on in the busyness of your life and just taking a moment to sit quietly and just be still is really all it is. There's no right or wrong way. It's just taking a moment to kind of stop everything, quiet the mind, and just find just a little bit of peace and quiet inside.
Okay. What is your personal process for meditation, and how often do you do it?
So I meditate daily, and I generally, it depends on how busy my own mind is. If it's really crazy up there, I'll do a guided meditation, and I have some practitioners that I follow, and I have an app, I use the Insight Timer, or I have a couple people on YouTube that I'll listen to their guided meditations.
Okay.
Or I'll do deep belly breathing and just be still and quiet. Sometimes I sit outside just listening to the birds. And then other times I'll do like 5 minutes. It can be 5 to 20 minutes depending on the day, but it's just taking that minute to get calm, to get quiet, to stop the rest of my life. I really like mantra. And so that's like repeating a mantra. And then I practice yoga pretty regularly.
Yeah, that's what Ms. Anderson said.
Yeah, and so that's a component. We usually meditate before and at the end of practice.
Too. Okay, yeah. I see. How would you...
I'm doing a little interview.
Hi. How would you instruct beginners such as myself? Like, what are some tips that you would tell people who are starting up?
So a couple things. To just remind yourself that there's no right or wrong way, that the mind thinks, that's just what it does. So we're never going to get it to stop thinking, you know, because a lot of people when they're meditating, they're like, I can't get it to stop.
Yeah.
And then the easiest thing is you start with one breath. So you don't have to be like, I need to start meditating for 20 minutes, right? Like, no, it's simply like, can I just stop and take one deep, honest, true breath and quiet everything else? And that's like the easiest way to start. Okay. And then you kind of, you know, you up it. You're like, okay, can I do that for a minute? Okay, can I do it for 2 minutes? Can I just lay here and be still, not freak out that I need to reach my phone or do this or that? Can I just kind of stop everything for 2 minutes? And then you kind of build up.
I see. I've been trying to do that. I started doing it like once a week and then twice a week. And I'm going to slowly build up to every single day.
And so I do recommend like the guided meditations are great. There's a lot of meditation apps that have, and you can choose by like how many minutes you want to do or what theme you want to do. So those are a good way to start.
If you have any like YouTubers or could you maybe email them to me so I can look at their things? Okay. Next question. Would you say that it's necessary to pair yoga and meditation together?
They're two totally different practices.
Okay.
They just kind of complement each other, but you don't have to pair them together.
Okay. Do you think it enhances how you meditate when you do yoga with
So the way the traditional like gurus over in, you know, India or whatever, you know, because yoga's been, I mean, it's like thousands of years old. What they say is yoga prepares you for meditation because yoga is, you do the physical postures, you move the body, and then you can, you know, now the mind can settle because the body's moved, like now we can sit for meditation. So the theory is yoga, you do yoga first and it prepares you for meditation.
Okay. What changes and benefits have you seen since you've started meditating yourself?
So I tend to be an overthinker. And then I was a very like type A, like how to do a million things all the time really well, always going. And practicing yoga and meditation has just like calmed me down a little, you know?
Yeah.
So I would say the internal calm. And it's just a tool I use now. I now have another tool in my tool belt for like when I get anxious or worried or I have too many things going on. It's just something I can turn to that calms me down. It can enhance creativity. And I'm an artist too. And so it's just a way for me, because I feel a lot of emotions all over the place all the time, it's really a tool to help me kind of sort through everything and find calm and be more present. Like a lot of times I'm living in the past or in the future But meditation helps me, like, okay, wait, stay right here. Because all we know is this moment right here.
This was her artwork this morning. Yeah.
I know. I'm always trying.
That's a lot of the reason why I was starting it, too, because I am an overthinker, too. And I I super busy all the time. I got hardest worker because I was doing so much work in Spanish last year. Yeah.
She was so hard on herself.
Have you seen or heard any negative or challenging aspects of meditation from other people or from your own experience?
Meditation is very hard for me. It's hard for, I mean, I think people in general, but people who have a busy mind like me, it's hard.
Yeah.
Because you'll be like sitting there and then suddenly it's like you're off in this story in your head of like a list of things to do and this and that. But that's part of the practice. And the practice is redirecting your focus. Okay, coming back, finding that stillness, finding that quiet. I can come back to that later. And it's really that practice of just, can I stay right here in this moment? Which is really hard for a human being in general.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be hard. And a lot of people don't want to do it because we're used to being busy all the time.
Yeah.
And being still with ourselves and our emotions is hard for people. And we don't teach people how to do that. And when you get still, you kind of have to feel all the yucky stuff that's going on inside. You know, and that's uncomfortable for people. So those would be some things, you know, that's hard. I can't get my mind to stop, and I got to feel stuff I don't want to feel.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely had that trouble.
Yeah.
Trying to get into it. I definitely have the list of things to do, I get ideas.
That's normal. Yeah. And the practice itself is, okay, I recognize it. Can I now come back to this moment? That's the practice of meditation.
Yeah. Has it gotten easier for you, would you say, since you've started?
It just depends. It ebbs and flows. It depends on where I am in my life and what's going on. Sometimes it's like, oh, I can just lay here for, you know, a long period of time. And it depends on who you're with, too. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm in a yoga class and we're doing meditation, it's easier because that's the energy of everybody who's there.
Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense.
If it's a time in my life where things are really challenging, it's harder. I'll still make myself do it, but it's harder, you know.
Yeah. How did you, did I already ask this? How did you get into meditation in the first place?
So it's an interesting story. I actually had an injury from running, and I started working with a physical therapist she's the one who, I wasn't allowed to run, I couldn't run, I couldn't work out. And she's like, okay, you can go to a yoga class. And I was like, what is this? I don't want to go to yoga, you know? And so I went to my first kind of yoga class. I'm like, oh, this is kind of interesting. And then she taught me, because my injury was due to a lot of stress and tension that had built up in my neck because I wasn't breathing.
Mm.
I was like holding my breath, which is what we do when we're stressed. And I had so much stress in my life that I wasn't breathing, and it had, over time, caused this, like, massive tension that was constricting all these nerves and causing nerve pain.
Wow.
And so she taught me how to breathe. And breathing, which is pranayama, that's another practice in yoga, breathing is related to meditation. And so she kind of helped me learn how to breathe, and then how to meditate and quiet the mind. That's, and then I started going to yoga, and I'm like, oh, what is all of this? Like, okay, this is really interesting, and it all, you know, it all nicely works together, you know, for like mind, body, and spirit.
So. Yeah. How long ago was that?
That was probably like 10 or 11 years ago.
So you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's surprising to me that it hasn't gotten easier. I assume that over time that you would, you know, get a little bit better.
I know. My physical yoga practice has advanced. But meditation, I think it's just, you know, all this. In the busyness of our lives, it just can be a challenge. And it's just some days it's super easy, some days it's not.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. Like, yeah, rough day, or I'm really tired, then it's a lot harder.
Yeah.
Would you say that meditation is a necessity that could be useful for a lot of people, or just something that works for very specific kinds of people?
No, I think everybody can use it. And it doesn't even need to have that fancy name, meditation. It's just simply like, if you're at work, can I close the door for 5 minutes, and can I just sit with no music on, no, like, and just kind of take some deep breaths? and take a time out. Like, that's all it is like a little time out, you know, and I think that's beneficial for everybody. We live in a very busy time where we are constantly distracted by our cell phones and social media and, you know, I got to do this and I got to be this for this person. And it's just, we're pulled in so many directions that I think people are losing that connection with themselves. And so I think it's necessary for everybody to kind of take those timeouts daily.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All my questions.